This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I chat about Beer Miscuous, Wicker Park Fest, and we dive into the creek he picked up with his dovetailed dollars. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And Nick is feeling better, back on the drinking bandwagon here.
Dude, I sat in bed for 48 hours, man.
We were a little low energy last week, so we got to pick it up here on this week's episode. And last week you had brought over this Dovetail Creek that you had picked up, and we weren't able to drink it. It was warm and not appropriate temperature, I guess.
Correct.
So we saved it for this week.
I can dig it.
So let's tell me about this and tell everyone else who's listening or watching about it, and let's dive into it.
Yeah, man, it was right on the heels of that, the Fooder Red from Goose. That took like 18 years to make. Mm-hmm. This was a beer that was 2 years in the making, right? Uh-huh. And they billed it as the first spontaneous ale in Chicago. So they just they put it in the cool ship, opened the windows, and let the nearby L and the surroundings
pollution.
And the pollution of Chicago do its thing. But yeah, I mean, because, you know, you cultivate yeast, right? That's mm-hmm. all beer's made from cultivated yeast. Or, you know, the old world style is to just have spontaneous yeast, whatever yeast is in the air. Mm-hmm. Yeast is everywhere.
Right. Yeah, so usually you see them at, like you said, like those Belgian breweries or breweries that are in the woods where you're kind of presented with more opportunities to have the wind blowing, bees, birds picking up things and flying by.
Right.
But I feel like in Chicago, you're just going to get a lot of dirt and grime.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, like, how that works, right? Like, because, you know, it would be the equivalent of us just opening this big window here.
Yeah.
And having something in the corner, just, you know, just doing its thing for, like, I don't know. How long do you do it? How long do you...
I was looking at let stuff come into your beer.
I was looking at the release notes, and they say, "Hey, you know, when it was done, they racked it on a bunch of cherries." But I'd like to know more about like how long it sits in the cool ship, you know?
Right. Well, here I'll let you crack it open.
Yeah. So I was excited about it. The Creek, you know, and then the Dovetail guys, man, they're stepping away from the lager. A lot of what we're known for is the lager is the main thing they're known for, and then the Doppelbock. And now they got this. This is their second bottle release, maybe their third. Yeah.
All right. Ooh, I still had a lot of soap scum on these glasses. all those little bubbles you see in glasses.
Yeah.
I don't have a proper rinser. Yeah. Anyway, but I love that color. It looks like ice cream, like cherry ice cream,
deep red with that nice pink hue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love those. I love these types of beers, man. They're like that connection between beer and wine, and even cider would be like something like this. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
ooh.
This Creek
smells funky.
It comes right at you with ripe cherry.
Yeah, and we got some Goose Island cans to back us up on the sourness and funk from this, because when you're talking, like we said before, it's tough to drink a beer like this.
Yeah, Goose IPA, a subtle reminder that, because that's their big winner, I think, at JBF is the IPA. And, as a reminder that we probably won't see them at JBF anymore, right?
Probably not, yeah. And I got some 312 with 312 Day Block Party coming up soon. So, man, that is like biting into a fresh cherry.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pleasant cherry from front to back.
Yeah. It is slightly, I want to say funky. It's more just that tartness of the cherry. Like, I'm not getting any really sour, like a funky sour. I'm getting like a sour from the cherry itself, but not like a bacteria or anything like that. So it's yeah, nice.
I like how all that, you know, the barnyard kind of funk and acidicness just kind of hangs out right in the middle there. Mm-hmm. But then it gets right back into this cherry groove, you know.
Ooh, it's like cherry syrup.
It's very cherry.
Like you could, like it looked like ice cream and you kind of just want to pour this over a little bit of ice cream right here.
Over a little Cherry Garcia.
Yeah, there you go.
That's my favorite one from Ben & Jerry's.
Really?
That one and Chunky Monkey, the banana ice cream.
Okay, yeah.
Both really good.
I'm digging this. And you picked this up with your Dovetail Dollars.
Dovetail Dollars. You can actually roll right in and you can pick it up probably right now. Yeah, they're about $22 a bottle for, what, the 500-milliliter bottle?
Okay.
And then I think you can get up to, like, six of them.
If you want. Wow, okay. Yeah. I'm sure there's people rolling in like that, but I don't know if it's good. $22, it's expensive good, right?
It's pretty stiff. Yeah, it's something I would take probably to, like, if I had another one, I'd probably take it to Friendsgiving or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, take it somewhere where... So when your friends that you know they do like big stouts, you know, you bring something like this.
Just offset that a little bit and yeah, just kind of show it off. And it's a good, I feel like it's a good date beer too because it has something unique that it's not a hop bomb. It's not a big stout. It kind of can go well with dessert or kind of very romantic tasting, I want to say. Wine-like even.
Yeah. Yeah. I think... something you can just sit back and admire the way wine people admire their thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, and not be a stout.
Mm-hmm. But you need to share this because it is that cherry syrup kind of cough syrup. It doesn't have cough syrup medicine taste, but it can get that, like, cloying after, I don't know, a whole bottle. So I'm glad we're able to share this.
Cool. Yeah, I don't know if I would drink a whole one.
Nice. Well, we'll keep sipping on these. Dive into our Goose Islands here as we talk about this past week. You have a brand new guide here on the table that you picked up.
From the good folks at Beer Miscuous.
Mm-hmm.
We've recorded the show there.
Yeah.
We recorded in the basement there. Yeah, apparently they said they're taking over the space up in Glenview. There's a spot called the Art of Beer up there, a bottle shop up there. So they're taking that over. I think Paul, who we interviewed, I think he lives up that way.
Oh, nice.
So he's like the Beer Miscuous, you know, takeover is happening. So they're doing that pretty soon.
Yeah, so they're going to have a second location.
Yeah.
And that'll be awesome for them.
That's cool. I like to see that, man. Crews like, you know, Beer Miscuous, Lynx took over a tap room in Lakeview.
Oh, they did?
Not long ago. Yeah, they just opened it as Lynx. That's their second location. That's pretty cool.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
I like that concept, man. Yeah, so this is I want to say this is at least the second version of this book, right?
Yeah.
So it's the Beer Miscuous Field Guide. It's great because it's color-coded, it's alphabetical, and it's separated. The color coding is separated by area. So, you know, city north is one color, city south is another color, blah, blah, blah. Very thorough.
How many new breweries were added from the previous version to this version?
You know, Andrew, who I saw, he was telling me, he's like, man, we got some breweries in here that you might not even know about. And I was like, okay, right on.
Okay,
bring it on.
All right.
Yeah, so then there's 268 pages. And off top, man, I spent that whole night, like, there was like seven of them that I had never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm like, huh?
Trying to remember if my little booklet's here at the office or not.
Yeah, maybe we do some comparisons, right?
Yeah.
I wrote down a few that, you know, maybe you know about them.
Okay.
All right, let's run through the list of the seven that we found in the North Burbs. A spot called Kings and Convicts up in Highwood. Highwood?
I didn't know that was a town. I didn't know that was a brewery, but I dig that name. It sounds like badass.
Yeah, Kings and Convicts in Highwood. And then also in Glenview is a spot called Makushla Brewing.
Okay. Yeah. No, I haven't heard of that. Wait, no.
Yeah, you can get the Chalk Eater IPA at Makushla up in Glenview. That's their most popular beer.
Okay.
In the Northwest Burbs, there's a spot called Bosaki's up in Mundelein.
That's cool.
I haven't heard of.
Bosaki's.
Yeah. And Wakanda. Wakanda forever, by the way. There's a spot called Sidelot in Wakanda that I haven't heard of.
Wait, there's a town in...
There's a town in... where is this? Yeah, Northwest Burbs called Wakanda. Yeah. It's in the book.
I feel like that should have got a little more play when the movie came out.
That's funny, man. I dig it. You know, who was that crew? Not Your Father's Root Beer, those guys?
Yeah.
They were based up there. Small town brewery.
Yeah.
They're in Wakanda. Yeah. he took that one recipe and I think sold it to Pabst and then like never looked back.
Right. Right. It's like, cha-ching, I'm out.
Yeah. Over in Algonquin, there's the Village Vintner Winery and Brewery.
Okay.
Apparently, they're slanging wood-fired pizzas up there, too, in Algonquin.
Nice, nice.
Don't know much about Algonquin. I do remember when we made our beer with Wild Onion. It was way back in 2012. We got a message on our page that, because, all right, so the Wild Onion guys, they asked us where we want the beer, and we're naming all our spots, you know, Maria's, Bangers, right. Like all the spots we want the beer. And somebody told us that it was for sale. A Bomber IPA was on sale at Bonefish Grill in Algonquin for like $25 back then.
Shit, okay.
And we're like, where the fuck is Algonquin? Where? What is Bonefish Grill? Like, we were so confused about it.
Yeah, I haven't been to in or around Algonquin in a while, but yeah.
Yeah. So. Out in the West Burbs, Black Horizon and Willowbrook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then, you know, what's cool about this book, man, is that... Well, there's notes. There's a space for you to write your notes, and you can rate the place. But then there's also pro tips, and then they break down, you know, ownership and you know, brewmaster, and then their synopsis.
Right. Yeah.
Color photos. It's very thorough. So the Black Horizon, they got Nintendo 64. That sounded pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Skeleton Key out in Woodridge.
Yeah.
You've heard of that
I've
one?
I've had their beer
okay, so
at.
We got one.
I've had their beer, I think, twice now at. Beer in the glass because
okay.
I dig the name and they're usually in that like second and then in the greenhouse area out towards where the bathrooms are like the second wave of porta potties on the far right side of the building so I've had their beer a couple times and it's been pretty solid, and I dig the name.
Theirs was of the field notes were the most interesting on this crew because it says apparently Skeleton Key refers to the fact that they have a program called Spare Keys where you, if you're a home brewer looking to start your own brewery, you know, they'll enroll you in a 12-week immersion program where you can learn how to run a production brewery at their facility.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that you know, it's called in Spare Keys program. That sounded pretty cool. Woodridge. Small fact about Woodridge, that used to be home to PBR.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And then PBR bolted and went to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And then in the South Burbs, Arrowhead Brewing. These are just all crews that I had no idea existed.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah. Don't know Arrowhead. Haven't seen them.
Arrowhead's down in what's that? New Lenox. So that's like deep South Burbs.
Man, yeah, you could just flip through here and probably open on something you haven't been to.
Yeah.
But yeah, so many good places too. Definitely a fun book to pick up. They're like, what, like 15, 20 bucks, right?
Yeah, $15. There's a, you can get them on Amazon. A lot of breweries carry them. And then, of course, you can get it at the bottle shop. Mm-hmm. If you haven't been to the bottle shop in a while, man, they got like digital output boards now. I like that the identifying breweries is kind of like one of their hobbies because, you know, they got this book. And then they also, they remember the poster that they came out with that kind of mimics the CTA lines.
Right.
That kind of outlines how to get to all these breweries. You know, the little regional map of breweries that they do is also pretty cool. You know, what took me over to Promiscuous was I was on the hunt for that the Hot Butcher. Hot Butcher's latest release is Super Gnarly.
Super Gnarly. Nice.
So it's a, they got two versions of it. It's got three hops in it. And the milkshake version has a vanilla, sherbet, and red raspberries in it.
Okay.
And then they have a non-adjunct version where it's just got the three different hops in it. So that's what took me over there because they had it. So.
Nice. Have you been to Rabbit?
Oh, yeah. I have been down to Rabbit. Yeah. It's in a strip mall. You know, there's a Home Depot. There's a strip mall with a Home Depot and a Jewel in it.
And Homewood, Illinois. I like the logo of it.
And behind the Home Depot and the Jewel is Rabbit Brewing. It's like its own little. It's like literally behind the Home Depot. It's different.
Tinley Park Sound Growler. I feel like we've talked about them before. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, they even touch into Indiana here a little bit, so it's not just. Is that for them to include Three Floyds? Is that the?
Yeah, and then some of that stuff on there, like Wild Rose and New Oberfall. Some of that stuff's pretty far out into Indiana. You know what I did notice on the south side? No Argus Brewing.
They weren't listed in here.
They're not in the book.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting. Are they still there?
Right. Do they still exist? I don't know. I think they still exist. I was at a barbecue event for a city barbecue. They were popping up all in every single suburb, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And Argus was the one in Orland Park. the only beer they carried was Argus beer. This was just like this was like in March.
Oh, okay.
So they got deep pockets. I'm pretty sure they're still open. Right.
All
right,
but they're not in the book.
But they're not in the book, and Brickstone's not in the book. And I don't think the Briscoe guys like it because they were saying how From Downtown, Two Brothers is actually further away from downtown than Brickstone.
Oh wow, okay.
But Two Brothers in the book, Brickstone's not. So I'm like, it's interesting. I'm here for those things. I get excited. Wow.
Beta Brow still in there?
I think Beta Brow is in here, right?
Okay.
Rest in peace, Beta Brow. Even though their stuff's up for auction, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to, what is that, City Near Loop. Let's go there.
City Near Loop, yeah. That's a tough one. Those books come out, breweries.
Yeah, 25th and Wabash.
No, so they are in there still.
Yeah.
Rough. Already need a new version.
Yeah. This is a good concept, and then this is something you could probably, you know, if you had the staff, you could do this. You could do this kind of in a lot of different places.
Well, for sure. In other cities,
areas. It's pretty cool. I dig it, man.
Nice, cool.
Yeah, I'm glad it's here. I'm glad they're doing it in Chicago because this shit is hard to keep up with, man.
I know. We talk about it every week because we joke about some of these suburb breweries that we haven't made it to or heard of. But there's, look at this. This thing is thick. 258 pages, you said? 68 pages of breweries. Yikes.
They have over 300 bottles, and they got 16 beers on tap, too.
Okay.
So I tried the Middle Brow has a Brut IPA, which I tried, called Art Brut. Yeah. And I just hung out for a bit, man. So Beermiscuous, man. A beer cafe, they like to call it. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Anything else, then, you check out besides that?
No, man. That's actually all I did this week.
The only thing I rolled through was I went to Wicker Park Fest. I ended up going to there twice, Friday and then Sunday. Typical street fest kind of thing, but this was all Goose Island beer.
Oh, at Wicker Park Fest?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they were rocking Dry Hop 312, OMG, Virtue Rosé they had on. A couple other ones that I forget now. Grumpy Old Man.
Is
that OMG?
Old Man Grumpy.
A couple others. A few years ago, you could go into places like Lynx and some of the other places and get a cup to take outside, but they were not doing that this year, so that was kind of shut down. But all the places like Publican on the corner, Publican Anchor, and places had like patio setups, you could just like chill at their spot, watch and listen to the bands, whoever was there. And so,
I saw Porn and Chicken at my first Wicker Park Fest.
Okay.
A while back. So.
Well, yeah, that ran all the way from basically Palina to Damon. So all the way down that street down Milwaukee.
Goose is locking it down on the beer, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, they're a lifestyle brand. You gotta, that's right. That's outside of the stout season, you know. Festival season, they gotta lock things down. That's how this works now, I guess.
Uh-huh. And no one really wants to go and drink Bud Light at these street festivals that are in Chicago about the neighborhood. So
yeah.
That was a good time. Nothing like too crazy. Don't even remember the bands. I think heard a couple, but we were just, you know, go up and down once or twice, and then head back home and have a beer, walk the street once or twice, and then take off.
Man, this thing warms up and starts to smell like cherry pie a little bit, which I like.
The beer.
Yeah,
the,
this creek.
Nice, yeah. Cool. I don't think I ended up checking anything else out, oddly enough. But, yeah, not too bad. Then, coming up this week, what do we got on the calendar? There's always lots of stuff happening in Chicago. Summer is slowly coming to an end.
Don't say that. We still got August.
It's getting darker early.
Fuck.
Yeah. But what's on the calendar? What do we got?
Thursday, August 2nd at Gino's Brewery. They're hosting the Brewery Invasion, brewery from California.
Very confusing. The brewery is invading them.
The family roux, the brewery.
So they're having an invasion there. Do they have a beer that they brewed with them or anything like that, or is it just the brewery is coming in?
No, it sounds like the brewery and the brewery Tarot, which is like their sour project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're bringing six beers. So Yeah, they're doing specials. Some of this stuff, you know, because I would go to this because, you know, the brewery, when you go to the store, all 750 milliliters, right?
Yeah, like, it's impossible to.
Big champagne bottles.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather try it here than just try them all. Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Is a sour beer going to go well with a pizza? Are you going to Gino's and not eating? Are you just going to go drink?
Right. They got a fruited Berliner with cherry and lemon that'll be on. Curious about that one. And then there's their 10th anniversary beer is going to be on. That looks like a barrel-aged ale.
Nice.
Brewery Etain, 14.3.
Yeah, that's the problem. Brewery beers are also
big as fuck.
Big, yeah.
Yeah, very big.
So you might need that pizza to back it all up.
Yeah, so that's Thursday from 6 to 9.
Nice. Thursday is also National IPA Day.
Oh, right on.
And that was the thing I think Beer Wench helped start when she was still drinking.
When she was still the Beer Wench.
In the beer scene.
Right.
And this is, it's happening Thursday. I did see some events from Ballast Point and things like that. So check that out. Be sure to have yourself an IPA on IPA Day.
Yeah. The next day is Friday the 3rd is apparently International Beer Day.
So if you do together, you could start at 11:55 and, you know, just roll right over into one with the same beer.
I've never heard of International Beer Day.
I think it just comes up. It's a thing to tag on social media. I'm sure you get a little beer icon when you do the hashtag International Beer Day.
Right on. And that takes us right into the weekend. It's Lollapalooza week here in
Chicago. Oh, whoa. That's right. Are you going?
You know, I might show up Saturday.
Okay.
We'll see.
Anyone in particular?
I'm curious about Chowtown and just to learn about new acts. I'd look up and I'm like, I don't know anybody here.
Yeah.
I might know the headliners and that's it.
What happens when you get old? I don't know anybody either. It's like, what? Who are these?
You know, discover some new acts in Perry's tent, you know, and just see what people are excited about.
Okay.
And just go do that. Treat it like a beer fest kind of, you know. Hey, what are you guys going to see? Oh, all right. Maybe I'll do that.
Get away from me, sir. Nice. Lollapalooza. So be careful. If you're not going to that, you might want to avoid the Loop this weekend.
Well, that's the biggest party of the year.
Yeah.
Like, population-wise, that thing's big. This weekend is also on Saturday, the Old Irving Beer and Barbecue Challenge.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What's that?
So this is a fundraiser for St. Viator, which is an elementary school on the northwest side. So it'll be at that school. And then there's 22 teams. So the brewery hooks up with a barbecue outfit.
Okay.
Oh, man, there's like a huge, on the wall. What do you call those things?
Oh, centipede?
Yeah, centipede on the wall. I started.
Yeah, that was pretty big.
That's 1 to 5. That's $60. Yeah, that's good. You know, Lake Effect won that thing 2 years in a row.
Okay.
Yeah, with their partner.
Do you remember which barbecue they had or who they teamed up with?
No, but I'm excited that there's a barbecue centric, beer thing in town, right? Where you can go.
Well, there was a Windy City Smokeout that was 2 weekends ago, and
which Brad would not be at because Brad hates country music. You know?
I didn't say that.
Oh,
I didn't want to pay. I wanted to just eat. I needed give me some headphones, and just you can't listen, but you can come in and eat. If we see those off.
So if you just want to eat and drink barbecue, eat barbecue and drink. Oh, and it's for a cause too. It's a fundraiser for the school too. All
right, nice.
So that's Saturday. You know, also Saturday, man, is the Chicago Brewing District. Man, they're having something called Dancing in the Streets.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the Near West Side area.
Finch. Goose.
Yeah.
Great Central.
On tour,
okay.
Yeah, those guys. This is actually Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, so Dancing in the Streets, 2 to 8, and then they're going to have a beer tent. Well, they have two beers from each brewery.
So how is this on that street? Where is it in the area?
Yeah, so this is put on by the Westtown Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
And let's get you some cross streets, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I did see you can go to Finch's now, and they have some sort of tap room or tasting room during the week. Not open on Sundays, which I usually find myself in that area on Sundays. So I might have to go check this out or check out Finch open for this event.
Yeah, I'm curious, man, because well, it's kid friendly and dog friendly. That sounds pretty cool. But then also there's going to be a specialty tent where everyone's going to bring, like, you know, some seasonal stuff. Goose is going to bring BCS coffee from last year, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Our endless supply of Goose variants.
Yeah. The Mitchell Elementary School, they're going to have a fest tie-dye booth. So the kids will help you do some tie-dye, create some tie-dye shirts on the spot for as part of their fundraiser. Neat. Yeah. And it's going to feature jam bands because this week is Jerry Garcia's birthday.
Okay.
So this is kind of like a tribute to just jam bands and Jerry Garcia.
Well, tie-dye shirts and stuff, too. Yeah,
right.
So do you have to pay to go into this?
Suggested donation of $5.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like everything's a la carte after that.
All right, okay. What are the cross streets?
Yeah, I lied to you, man. I don't know what the cross
streets
are.
Oh, okay. So somewhere in...
Somewhere in the Chicago Brewery District. So yeah. So you're going to be
Wood.
Yeah, you're going to be Wood and Fulton.
Yeah, it's probably closer to Chicago Avenue because, like, they don't want to put it, like, deep in the middle of nowhere. Or not Chicago Avenue, Augusta, right? Nope, not Augusta either. I'm blanking on the street there.
Yeah, you got me.
What's the third one? Nah, whatever. But check that out. We're horrible event hosts here. I don't even know the streets or the event name.
Dancing in the Streets.
Yeah, Dancing in the Streets. I am interested to try some of the Finch's stuff.
Yeah.
We have
They don't have, because they don't have a tap room.
Well, I said I think you can go there now.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. And I've seen their new cans show up in the stores, and I've been reluctant to pick them up just because of past history of Finch.
Hubbard Street between Palina and Wood. So we were close.
Yeah.
On Hubbard.
On Hubbard.
So,
okay.
So that's just north of Fulton.
Yeah.
Like the block north. So we're good.
Okay.
Yeah, from 2 to 10 on Saturday and Sunday.
Nice. So check that out. Dance in the Streets.
Yeah.
Any other events?
That's all I got, man.
Nice. All right. Well, then before we get out of here, we always like to end with some beer news. What's been happening in Chicago and around the world?
Man, Beer Hoptacular is back.
Okay.
But, you know, they're moving their date, man. It was always a November event, which I kind of dug because, like, it made November, you know, with FOBAB as the anchor. You know, Beer Hoptacular made it an interesting month for beer events. They're moving to September 22nd.
Okay.
And it won't be two sessions. It'll be one session. And this new location is the Vertiport Chicago. So I guess this is a big helicopter hangar.
Hmm.
Yeah, so those helicopter tours you see that run downtown, they all leave from this location.
Yeah.
So this is basically 13th and Wood. So that's near West Side, almost at Pilsen, north of Pilsen.
Is that Labor Day weekend? Not Labor Day, Memorial Day?
September 22nd? I don't know, but you know, Great American Beer Fest is that same weekend.
Oh, well, that's, so beer nerds are out.
Yeah, that's a big beer weekend. I wonder, this is the 8th annual, so this will be from 4 to 8. And tickets are on sale now for that.
Labor Day is the beginning of September.
Yeah. So I do give Beer Hoptacular credit for always changing venues.
Mm-hmm.
I know last couple years it was at CineSpace right next to Lagunitas.
Yeah.
Lagunitas was a big sponsor. But before that, I want to say it legit changed every year.
Yeah.
It hit Aragon Ballroom twice in that rotation.
Yeah, it was at Aragon a few times. Yeah. Especially early on in its infancy.
There's always a homebrew contest component, and then
some sort of cocktail sponsor.
And there's always a cocktail component. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now it's at an airport hangar, largest airport hangar in the U.S. They say.
What?
Helicopter. Sorry.
Oh, I was
sorry,
like,
sorry.
Airport hangar.
Helicopter.
Oh, helicopter. I was like, man, where? I'm like, think of that area. I'm like, how big is that helicopter? That I've or not airport hangar.
I've never been to this place. Well, I've never been on that helicopter tour.
Never been on a helicopter tour in general.
Yeah. So Beer Hoptacular is back.
Okay, cool.
Man, not in November, though.
All right. Well, we'll keep everyone informed when tickets go up. They might already be up.
They're up.
Oh, they're up?
Yeah.
All right. Because
this thing's
been informed.
The whole you being informed thing starts now.
Yeah. And we will, of course, let you know as it's coming up even closer to make sure you get those tickets.
Yeah.
Nice. Continuing the news, Revolution, right?
Yeah. Revolution's Deepwood series was announced today.
Okay.
Yeah, so their barrel-aged series is in 4-pack cans.
Nice.
Which is kind of makes them unique. I don't who else is doing their barrel-aged stuff in cans like that.
I mean
locally anyway. Yeah, so theirs is they got 10 beers spread across 3 dates.
Okay.
So the first ones will come out October 19th, then December 7th, then January 18th, right? So on October 19th, you will get Code Switch.
That's a new one, right?
Yeah, Code Switch. It sounds like a Belgian dark ale.
Okay.
With maple syrup and dark candy and Belgian yeast and and blackberries.
Nice.
And that's a collab with Sun King, it sounds like.
Hmm.
Yeah. You're going to get a VSOJ, which is their very special old straitjacket.
Okay.
Very special straitjacket. So how with VSOD, I remember how most of their barrel-aged stuff is 1 year, but the VSO series is like 3 to 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to get these Star, which is the oatmeal style, of course, Cafe Deeth, and then the one that won the contest last year. I think you were at that event where they selected the winner, Deeth by Courant, or Death by Courant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What was it, that event?
Yeah.
I forget. I think, did I say Courant was the best?
You were saying how, after a while, you're like, man, this is heavy, these stouts with all these fruits in them, because it was like everything had like each one of the finalists was like a fruit variant, right?
Yeah, we had four. We had, I want to say, was it Plum? I'd have to go back and listen.
I think Plum was one, yeah.
Plum, Courant, it was probably Raspberry or Blueberry, and I can't remember the last one, if it was like Peach or some weird thing like that.
Yeah, so I like this approach, man, because October 19th puts you before Black Friday, which is cool. And then looks like December 7th, January 18th, so Rye Way to Heaven, which is a rye wine. Gravedigger Billy, which I've always dug. Scotch Ale.
Yeah.
Barrel Aged Scotch Ale. And then a new one, Vanilla Deeth.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see, what else?
And then the final one in 2019.
Yeah, right? is Boss Rye Way, which uses Armagnac barrels.
I don't know.
Which is like a variant of cognac. It sounds like Armagnac and cognac are both brandies, right?
Okay.
But I think cognac is only made in Cognac, France. And then I think Armagnac is like a lighter form of that. So like so it has a lower alcohol, and then it's only distilled once, where cognac is distilled twice.
Okay. Can you buy just buy Armagnac?
You can buy Armagnac, yeah.
Oh.
And then oh, and it uses a different wood. So it sounds like the Armagnac, people like Armagnac because it's smoother and full of flavor in comparison to cognac because of the wood they use. And distilling it once actually leaves more flavor in the finished product versus distilling it twice, they say.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
So.
I have to try this. I've never even heard of Armagnac.
Ditto. Yeah, and I've never really been the biggest fan of cognac. Like,
yeah.
I would go whiskey over cognac.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cognac was always a little too perfumey for me.
Yeah. Maeve's brother-in-law, I guess he wouldn't be my brother-in-law. He's like whatever he would be. I don't know what your wife's sister's husband is to you. I think he's just, yeah.
Yeah,
but yeah, he's
in-law.
Yeah, he's a big cognac fan, so... Mm. People usually get him cognac for Christmas or for birthday, so maybe we'll have to look at getting him an Armagnac. He loves cognacs.
Yeah, I'm very curious. I mean, if nothing else, I'm excited about this Armagnac journey that, you know, you might take because now we have a beer that was aged in those barrels, and that's usually how this works. That's when I started going after some of these whiskeys. It was like, man, I had a beer in that barrel, so let me try that. Let me try that whiskey.
Nice.
Yeah. So... yeah, so Rev is back at it. Some people will tell you that's really the best barrel aged release series in the city.
It's usually about it $20-$30 for the 4-packs?
Yeah.
So they do run you a bit, but it's like $5 a can at that point, which isn't too bad if you think about buying them on premise or something like that.
Yeah.
Will these be released in the stores or are these at their tap room only?
Yeah, no, they're gonna see distribution, but they'll start as they'll have release dates at Kedzie.
And I'm sure they'll be packed.
Man.
So
yeah, I'll probably wait till they get to the store.
Yeah. Good call. Cool. Anything else, or is that going to do it for this week's episode?
That is it for news, man.
All right. Well, we gotta get out there and do some things this week so we have more to reminisce about rather than flipping through pages talking about breweries we've never heard of. Maybe we should tell you about breweries we went to that you've never heard of.
Yeah.
Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not here?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosia.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. Instagram, we're always posting pictures there. Facebook, sharing other events, more pictures. And website, chicagobeerpass.com. And we'll be back next week with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.